Marist College, polling for National Public Radio, is the first survey research entity to release a Biden-Trump-Kennedy poll since Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced he would run in the general election as an independent. While the Biden-Trump ballot test found President Biden leading 49-46%, which is slightly better for the incumbent than most other current national polls, the addition of Mr. Kennedy sees the electorate break away from Mr. Trump to the greater degree. The three-way result is 44-37-16 in favor of Mr. Biden. The big difference comes in the independent sector. In a two-way, independents break toward Mr. Trump 49-43%. When Mr. Kennedy is added, the Trump-Biden-Kennedy split evolves to 34-33-29, respectively. Emerson College polled the Montana electorate as part of a series of polls conducted in several states. Here we see Democratic Senator John Tester leading Republican aerospace company CEO Tim Sheehy by a close 39-35 split. The good news for Senator Tester in this poll is maintaining a lead in a state the Republicans must win if they are to claim the Senate majority. Tester's bad news is he fails to even reach the 40% plateau. North Carolina legislative leaders this week released two proposed congressional redistricting maps for legislators to consider. Both would improve Republican prospects and likely break the current 7D-7R map into a plan that would largely benefit the GOP. Each map would endanger three Democratic incumbents, Representatives Kathy Manning, Wiley Nickel, and Jeff Jackson. The first map would likely return a 10R-4D split, while the second plan could conceivably bring the Republicans an 11-3 division. The legislators will now have the opportunity to debate the map proposals, consolidate the draws into one plan, and amend the bills. Once the legislature enacts a new congressional map, expect the Democrats to sue. The North Carolina Supreme Court will make a final ruling. Arizona Republican U.S. Representative Debbie Lesko announced during the week that she will not seek re-election to her state's 8th congressional district next year. There are now 18 open House seats before the next election, 12 from the Democratic side, as compared to 6 Republican vacancies. Arizona 8 is reliably Republican. The 538 data organization rates the seat as R+22. Former President Donald Trump scored a 56-42% victory here over President Biden in 2020. Louisiana Republican Attorney General and former Congressman Jeff Landry, whom ex-President Donald Trump supported, as did the Louisiana Republican Party, scored a surprise outright victory last Saturday in the open Louisiana governor's race. Mr. Landry captured almost 52% of the vote. Former Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Wilson, the consensus Democratic candidate, received 26% in what must be considered a substantial underperformance and a potential warning sign for Democrats. Mr. Landry will now succeed outgoing Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards, who was ineligible to seek a third term. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.